Now, if I did win that Mustang before I sold it, I would take Amanda on a road trip. We would do a state cruise first, put about 800 miles on it, and then sell it. I think
there's no hitch.
I know.
So, like, you couldn't hook up the horse trailer.
Yeah, Mima would have to drive separate behind us. Not
you could put the chickens and the rabbits in the trunk.
We wouldn't be taking animals that time. I think we would leave Wickenburg, and we'd head out towards Wickiup, come up Kingman 93, turn back.
You wouldn't 40. Take Yarnell Hill.
Because I would
90.
I would go. Because that would go straight to Prescott.
Okay.
I got to do the whole state route.
Okay,
That's going straight through the center of the state. I got to get the western edge in. Come up to Kingman, maybe even hit Oatman.
Yeah.
Take a detour down at Oatman.
Dodge
come
the
back
boroughs.
Across 40, go through Flag, come across Wilcox, drop down into...
Wilcox, Williams?
No. You got Williams, Flagstaff,
Holbrook.
Winslow. Then drop down to Wilcox, going through Hannigan's Meadow, and, you know, you'd hit Springerville and Marine
yeah, baby.
And Safford, and end yeah. up eventually all the way down in Wilcox, and come back around. And I don't, when I travel to Tucson, I don't take I-10. I usually go out on the outskirts. I take 85 to bypass it from Casa Grande, Phoenix. But then there's another one that brings you through Ajo.
Yep.
I don't remember that one off the top of my head, but I take that around, catch up with 85, come up through Gila Bend, and then back up to Whitman.
And then I would sell it.
And then
about the time you were pulling back into Sun City, you'd probably turn left, hit the 303, Interstate 10, over to Highway 1, ride the coast up to Vancouver.
I
wouldn't blame you for that one bit.
I'd let you and Mom take a week-long trip, too, and then we'd sell it.
Well, hopefully you won't win and I'll win. And then it'd just be mine. I want y'all to take an opportunity here this morning. Jump on rosieonthehouse.com and register to win the Sanderson Ford Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation. What we do is we let you all month long drop your name in there, and every month we draw a winner. Now, Romy, for those people that have entered in the past, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, is their name still in the hat, or every month do we empty the hat?
We empty the hat every month.
We empty the hat every month. So your chances are pretty good of winning if you're just disciplined to get to the website and just register for it every single month. Okay, so get registered for it, and when we draw your name, we'll contact you and let you know that you are a proud winner of the Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation. We have 18 lodging partners throughout the state of Arizona that we partner with.
Okay, so I would need 3 weeks to visit all 18 lodging partners on my Roush.
Yes, yes you would.
On my Roush road trip.
Yes. And one of those lodging partners was very close to the trip you wanted to take. You'd have to take a small detour from the route you recently described, and you'd have to drop into beautiful hamlet of Greer, Arizona, where they have the Lazy Trout Market and Cabin Rentals. Not only is there a little grocery store there, there's a lodge there, and there are also many, many cabins in their inventory, and most of the cabins are pet friendly. If you want a one bedroom, one and a half bath, you know, A-frame, they've got that. You want to have a family reunion with a cabin that can sleep 10, 12, 15, or 20, they have that as well. So many, many cabin opportunities. And the special thing that they've got going on right now is every single weekend from starting Thanksgiving weekend, they're going to have Santa and Mrs. Claus for fun activities. Every single weekend, check out the Greer Village Winter Wonderland. And you're only 15 miles down the road from Sunrise. And on a sidebar, one of Rosie's bunny trails here, you know, the Snow Bowl tried to open last weekend. It was going to be the earliest. It was going to be the earliest day they've ever opened, but it got postponed to next weekend. So Snow Bowl's opening. Snow Bowl's opening. Winter's here. Come on, Snow, bring it on. So the Lazy Trout Resort is just one of the lodging partners that participates with Rosie on the House, and we sure appreciate their participation. If you're traveling in the Greer area and you need a great place to look up to find a place to stay, look up Lazy Trout Ford.com. Now, we actually had winners come pick up a Ford motor car yesterday. And they were heading down to southern Arizona. And they were going to stay at the Copper Queen.
Mm-hmm, so Bisbee.
That's going to be a great little trip. Now, what we do is when you win, we put gifts inside the car. You get to come to Sanderson Ford, and they have what's called the demo lot. And they keep this demo lot of various vehicles just for this purpose. So people considering purchasing any one of the different Ford models, and there's a model for every single lifestyle on the planet, you can pick the car you're thinking about and take that for a two-day, three-day, four-day. Sanderson's been very, very generous with our winners. Because Sanderson is closed on Sunday, sometimes the people get back from the staycation Sunday night, and they don't have, and they can't get here to return the car till Monday or Tuesday. Now, no skin off anybody's back. That's fine. Sanderson's good with that. So you get to try the car of your choice. Well, in the car, we're going to put some gifts. We're going to put some books from Arizona Highways that they always provide us with. We certainly appreciate them participating with us. And we also have different gift baskets. And the gift basket that was sitting in the back of this particular car they took was from Sphinx Date Ranch, which has been an institution in Arizona for over 60 years. If you're looking for a unique Arizona gift to send or give, consider some of the gift baskets from the Sphinx Date Ranch. It is the flavors of the West for the holidays. The prickly pear basket is the largest gift basket. It comes in a premium gift container filled with a large collection of local food and Arizona wine. You can't go wrong. It's the nuts, it's the dates, it's the salsa, it's the Arizona grown wine. All of it is local. All of it's Arizona. Great gift basket idea. We especially appreciate the participation from the Sphinx Date Company for the Arizona staycation, available only in one place.
RosieOnTheHouse.com.
There you go.
On the homepage, you'll see on the right-hand side, about halfway down, the Sanderson Ford truck with the Arizona flag, which represents our sunset behind it. Click on that, enter your information. That's all there is to it. We draw the winner once a month.
You want
all
a shortcut for that?
Yes.
That's RosieOnTheHouse.com/TravelAZ.
Perfect. There you go. Shortcut to register for the staycation. Coming up next hour,
Greg Peterson, the Urban Farmer, will be here live at Sanderson Ford to take your calls, talk about his fruit tree program, what type of produce you can expect, varieties that do good, varieties that don't. They're always experimenting and trying. You've got your staples that work great, but some people like variety. Some people like trying something new. Some people like to get exotic. And he'll talk about what they have seen. And the list would really surprise you of what is available. Now, again, not all of them do as well. But it's a great program. And he'll be here live. Again, if you'd like to get on the line early and be first in line to get your call on air, it's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you.